You were at the scene of the storm last night, describing the storm track, we'll call it, the wind track. Tell me a little bit what you saw last night when you were on the scene of this crime last night, so to speak.
Well, it was kind of a narrow path, really. I mean, if you go into Energy by Polar Whip and Village of Energy City Hall, there really wasn't, a lot of damage there. But you get down by the stoplights at College Street, right there by the school, the old Energy Grade School, and the First Baptist Church, and that's where kind of the damage path started. You just go past that, and it was a pretty narrow swath. It looked like the tornado kind of went in a west to east path, kind of came down Hafer Road, did damage to the golf course, crossed 148. There was a lot of damage to some storage buildings and a renovated, it was an old antique store. It was just to the south of Primo's Pizza and cut across 148. There's still a lot of damage up in the trees this morning, insulation and such. The hardest hit was a little antique store and some storage buildings, and then the golf course was damaged. Didn't look like there was much damage to Meredith Waddell Funeral Home, but then on the other side of it, there were some luxury duplexes, and they took a hit. And then I guess it went on in to Marion and kind of tracked a little bit more toward 13 because there was some damage there. But in the Energy area, it was a pretty narrow band that the storm took right up through. Some are saying a tornado. Some say they saw a funnel rotation. Some said they didn't.
All right. And you know, when I was talking to Mayor Fortini, he says it looked like it kind of skipped. And that's what I'm hearing you say, you know, that it kind of skipped here and there.
Yeah. I mean, Heron was just untouched. I live out by the Heron Cemetery, and I know that there were reports of there were some lines down on the road behind the airport, which is a pretty heavily traveled road there. That comes up into, that becomes College Street up in Energy at that intersection there. So, I would say that it skipped. I know there was a lot of damage in out on 148, and they closed the first things I saw were cars kind of parked in nose to nose heading north and south, like they had swerved into the middle of the 148 because debris and stuff was blowing onto the road from kind of from a west to east kind of flow as the storm crossed 148.
Yeah, in dinner time, no less. I think we got lucky yesterday, Mike.
Yeah, we really did. I mean, I have not heard of any injuries. I know there were a lot of damage in around Galatia, property damage. It was all property damage.
Yeah.
I know some Marion homes had some foundation damage. Some signs along by Skyline Drive were bent almost over to the ground. But, yeah, I mean, it was brief and a fast-moving storm. And I don't know if you want to call it a tornado or not, but you couldn't convince the people along 148 in Energy it wasn't a tornado.
Well, one of our former employees here at Posted said, I just saw that. That's when I called you yesterday. I just saw the road disappear. And,
I'm like,
wait a second, what are we talking about? Erosion? Are we talking about subsidence? And I think they were talking about storm debris on 148.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right because the small building that was a former antique store, it just had the windows blown out and there was some golf carts at the golf course, and they were under a little shed, and they had rebar up to form the legs of what would be the shed to hold the roof up, and they were just bent in, and there were parts of metal. I know in a field right behind Primo's Pizza, I know someone that has a horse. They keep a horse there in the field. They went out walking through the field, and they found a steel table upside down with the legs up, just buried in the middle of the field, and they had trouble even pulling that thing up out of the ground.
Right.
So the storm threw some stuff around, that's for sure.
Right. Hey, Murph, thanks. Appreciate it. And I guess we'll learn more. I don't know if you were listening early this morning, but the National Weather Service is sending a crew up here to evaluate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an interesting. So I know it hit Hurricane Cemetery hard in Carterville. There were homes in Carterville damaged, but it was a weather event. I have to say it was a small tornado that touched down and traveled on a small swath right across 148.
Yeah, I did get some communications with Carterville Mayor Brad Robinson earlier this morning. He says, unofficially, it sounds like three homes. He says, you know, three homes sustained damage, but the damage assessment is underway, which is a lot of, what a lot of people are doing right now. Hey, Murph, thanks for your time, okay?
All right, buddy, thanks.
All right, man. See you soon.